You guys will remember from last time that my name is David Malin. And my name is actually Blake. My last name is Mike. I took this class a long time ago and then was a TA for it for several years. And for most of the years that I was a TA, I gave this talk that I'm about to give you. And the reason is that I think that web services are kind of magic. I really do think they're kind of an awesome thing. Now, this particular demonstration is getting a little long in the tooth over that time. As you might expect, technology changes pretty quickly, and so a demo that I came out with 4 years ago is probably just not on the cutting edge anymore. And I was thinking that this was probably about the last year that I was going to be able to give this particular lecture. And it turns out I was wrong, that last year was the last year that I could give this particular lecture. Hey. So let me tell you in advance that the main point of this lecture is... come on. I made these guys come down, sit towards the front. Come down and sit towards the front so I don't have to yell. Hi, welcome. So I'm saying that I've TA'd this class for a couple of years, and I've given this lecture for all of them. And so I'll tell you in advance that it doesn't work, which is kind of a shame because the whole point of the lecture is how easy it is to make it work. All right? So, hang on a second here. Do something about that. So I'll tell you two things about that. One is that it used to work, and it's still pretty impressive. And the other thing is that this isn't really what web services are about anymore. What web services are about these days is probably the biggest user of web services these days is Ajax. So things that you do on Google. That's what it's all about, okay? Is that most people who are doing impressive stuff with web services are probably writing in JavaScript, and they're probably doing it from a browser. Okay, so as I say, this demo is a little bit behind the times. Okay, so the fact that this doesn't work is not a reason to give up on web services. They're still kind of a magical thing. And there's one specific reason that this demonstration doesn't work, and that is authentication. It's that people want to charge for their web services. Everybody except Google, everybody except people like Google, want to charge for their web services. They want to get a tenth of a cent, so that what they want you to do is they want you to buy a license that enables you to use this thing 100 times. Okay, you buy the license for $10, you use it for 100 times, and then you have to pay them another $10 before you can use it another 100 times. That makes things significantly harder. So, that said, the goal of this thing is to start out with two web services that I basically have never seen. Oh, and by the way, let me say one other thing about this. Is it's basically straight. I'm basically not doing anything sly here. I don't know anything. I only know a couple of things. I know where this lecture is going, okay? But I haven't done anything ahead. There's nothing happening behind the scenes. You could do it in the same amount of time with a little experience yourself. Okay? No tricks. Right? That's why it doesn't work, is because that's the, or if I were willing to do tricks, I think I could make it work. But, so the point is to take two web services, which are services that are out there on the internet that I've never seen before. Okay? I have no idea how they work. I have no idea how they're implemented. I have no idea what goes on inside them. All I know is that there's an advertisement that says what they do. Okay? I'm going to take these two web services and I'm going to combine them into a web service for myself. Okay? Two other services that I think are interesting and make something that adds value. And I'm going to do it in the next 45 minutes. Now, if you think about it, that's kind of cool, all right? That's kind of impressive, right? It's two things. It's these services. I mean, it could be, these services could be on the moon. They could be incredibly complicated things that require, you know, boatloads of data, terabytes and terabytes of data to accomplish. They could require special machinery. You know, they could be amazingly tricky things. I don't know and I don't care, right? I find them. I find their web service interface. I use it. And not only that, if I'm clever. So perhaps some of you have seen these like mashups. What is it? Craigslist? Is Craigslist the thing that you look for stuff in your neighborhood to buy or trade or something like that? Mashups of Craigslist and Google Maps so that you can see on Google Maps things that are for sale near you. Okay? That's completely brilliant. That's completely brilliant. It's something that Google never thought of doing. It's certainly something that Craigslist never thought of doing. And because they have open APIs, open web services APIs, some guy was able to combine them together, and they've got, you know, a map of, you know, stuff that costs less than $5 next to you. So, so what I want to do is I want to find out about weather. I'll find the weather in my neighborhood. Or so I'm going to look. There's this website called X Methods. I will, when this, let's see, when David comes back, I will send him a copy of the source code that we write today, that I write today, and notes on places I've been. So all of this will be available on the website. It's not necessary to write all of it down. So, let's find weather. That one's expensive. This is the problem. So 4 years ago when I did this, this site, X Methods, was full of interesting stuff that was free. Nowadays, it's full of uninteresting stuff that's expensive. So, have you met WSDL yet? Okay. So, here's the WSDL. Here's where the WSDL for this web service lives. Okay, so, note that I've basically set up an Eclipse. One of the few things that I did in advance here is I set up an Eclipse project, but you can see there's basically... you can't see that. Hang on. You can see that there's now basically nothing in it, okay? Sorry about the size of this window. It's nasty, but there you go. Okay? So I'm going to call this project WS Demo, Web Services Demo. And you can see that there's basically nothing there. Okay, so let's fix that. I've also created... Hey. OK,
Okay, I've also created a couple of tools. These tools are pretty straightforward. They're just, all they do is set up class paths. Okay, so you can see, I hope you can see. Do you all know something about shell script? Have you all seen shell script or bets or something like that? Okay, so this is real straightforward. It's not doing anything tricky. Okay, it's just a convenience. It sets up the class path before it runs the Java. But the Java is right out of Axis. So have you met Axis yet? Oh, right. You're done with Project 4 or something like that, where the warehouse. So one of the reasons that I do this lecture is that I came away from Project 4 sort of not, I didn't quite understand what was going on there when I was done with it. The fact that the warehouse was different than, I mean, it all looks like one big program when you do Project 4. There's this warehouse that's sort of ostensibly separate, but in fact, you know, it lives in the same Tomcat instance. It all looks the same. It turns out that the cool thing about web services is they don't have to be anywhere nearby. Okay. So anyway, this is just using Axis. It just sets up a class path for Axis and then runs one of the Axis tools that anyone could run, okay, called WSDL2Java. So let's do that. There's the WSDL that I got from the weather forecast site. Oh, come on. So why is that? Okay, so a moment ago there was only the edu directory there. Now there's a com directory there. Oops. So let me use a different one. Yeah, let me use this one. Great. Doing great so far, huh? Okay. This is the weather service that I would prefer to use. The only reason is that I've done it before, and so this is likely to go a little bit more smoothly. It's not any trick about this. Okay, so there's com there now. Okay. Oh, fiddle. Sorry. Okay, we're back. All right, so if we look at the project now, you'll see that there's a bunch of new code here. Now, this code,
This code was completely generated by that WSDL, right? The WSDL file, the Ajax tool walked through that XML file, and from that XML file, from the description that's in the XML file, it generated the entire source code that you see there, this entire bit of source code, all those Java files. Okay? That's pretty cool. So let's use them now. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask it for weather and a zip code. So let's see. Pardon me. That's my wife, and as soon as she thinks about it for a moment, she'll realize that I'm in a class, and she'll go, "Oh, what have I done?" Okay, so we'll put a little error message here. And quit if we don't give it the right arguments. That'll save us a bunch of trouble later. And here we'll say new .js. Okay, this all looks pretty normal, right? This all looks just the way you'd expect. Okay, there isn't one of those. This is why I love Eclipse. Now there is. All right. So this is the part where we start to use a web service. So if we look over here, the way these things always work is that there's a service locator. The service locator is the class that goes out and finds the service that you're looking for. And it will return the service. Then you ask for a particular method on the service. Okay? So in this case, it looks, I'm betting that this is the class we want. After you do this a couple of times, you'll just get used to it. Yeah, I think this is the one. So it's going to return a service SOAP, and I bet that's what we want. So what we do is we say check my cheat sheet, make sure I'm doing the right thing. So what we want, so what we're going to get back here is a, actually, we don't even need that. So we say service, new service locator. Okay, so here are the list of methods on new service locator, and what we want to do is we want to get the service. This is just boilerplate. This is the way web services always work. So you're going to get the service, that you're going to use the service locator to get the service. Things will be named slightly differently from time to time, but basically it looks like this. So here it is. That's likely the one we want to use. And we want a service on that.
So if you looked, if we took the time to go look at this guy's, these guys, this website, let's try this one. This isn't very informative. This is just the WSDL. But presumably someplace they've actually got documentation on how this all works. All right? But since I'm your travel guide today and I happen to know basically which one I'm looking for, what I want back is I want the I think it's extended weather info. Let's have a look. No. No, that doesn't look good. Day forecast info? No. Hey, there's one. How about this? Weather info. Yeah, temperature feels like forecast. That looks like the kind of stuff I want. Okay? So I want the weather right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to look in this thing. So I'm going to look for the thing. This guy, actually. So I'm flying around here. If there's any point that you'd like to say, slow down and tell me what you're doing, I'd be glad to do that. Okay? So I'm going to look here. This is the service that I'm going to get, okay? So I said that this piece is the service locator. From it, I will get the service. And what I'm trying to do is find out which method I want to call on the service. Here's the definition of the service. And what I'm looking for is one that returns weather info. And here it is. Okay? Here's a method that returns weather info. Okay, so we'll use that one. Okay, it takes my username, my password, and the zip code. And it returns weather info. So okay. So what's wrong? This is undefined still. I need to import it. And what do you suppose is wrong here? Yeah.
Just had a quick question. How did you know to use the get service method instead of, I saw someone on the get service
name? Well, I don't want the name of the service. I want the service. So I'm not interested in the name of the service. I actually want the service. I want the thing that I can call methods on. And it's a good question. If you looked around in the service locator for a while, you could see that the only one that return that get service name returns a string. And that's clearly not what you want. What you want is the service. And you know, who knows what they're going to call the service, but you know, there are only a few things. They're not going to call it service name or service port. Some of them call it get service service. Some call it get service soap. I mean, it can have any name, but you can sort of get the idea of what it's not going to be. And in particular, it's going to be something that the thing, if you look at the return type for this, it's going to be something that has methods on it that you are interested in calling. Okay? So it's not cut and dried. It's not quite cut and dried. But if you look around a little bit, it's not hard to figure out.
Is that? Yeah.
I missed one thing about the service locator. I don't quite understand what that is. Is that something that's defined in the WSDL, and is it a website?
Okay, so the question is, what's the service locator? So a service is out there on the internet someplace.
Right.
Okay, you've got to go find it. You've got to know its name and its address and stuff like that. The service locator is a class whose object it is, whose purpose it is to find it for you, to find the service for you. Now, there are any number of ways it could do that. It could look it up. It could go out on the internet and look things up in the big list of services. Okay? The way these happen to work is that they happen to have built into them. So you got this WSDL from some machine. That machine is responsible for knowing where this service is. So it just sent the name of the service. It sent all the information that you need for the service. It said, this service, it's at this web server. And its name is thus and so. And it uses this namespace.
Okay.
Right? Does that make sense?
I think so. So the locator itself is something that was just generated by access.
All of these things were generated. Let's see. Okay, so. So out there is this web service. Can you see this at all? Okay. So out here someplace is this web service. Right? This web service has methods like get weather. Right? You're over here. Okay, so the locator's job is to figure out that path. Okay? Once you get that path, then you can send stuff over it, and you're talking to this web service. Okay? That web service is represented, its image, the sort of image of this thing on your side of the web is this thing right here. Okay? Do you have names for these yet? You should. What's this called? Yeah. It's the proxy. Okay. Okay. It's a proxy because it doesn't do anything. It marshals and unmarshals the call. You've met marshaling and unmarshaling? Okay. So it just marshals the call, sends it over here. This guy does its business. What's this thing called, by the way? Hey. Sometimes this is called a stub, I think. Okay, so this guy actually calls the service down here. The service does whatever it does, hands the results back to this. This marshals the results, sends them back across here. This unmarshals them, makes them into an object, and your client has objects again, right? It never knows that. The whole point of this is that the client never knows about the wire. The client can't tell there's a wire there. All the client does is it gets this service and uses it. Okay, so what's the problem here? Why is there a red line under this? What's busted? Yep. So what do I want here? So I'll give you a clue. I want this. Hey, there's still a problem. What do you think it is? Any guesses? How about now? Any guesses? So what's the problem? I think the problem is that this needs to be an int.
Oh, this is the wrong one. Let's try something else here. What is it? Still a problem. What do you suppose it is? No. Well, now you know. So this is where you this is where you learn about the wire. Okay, this is where this is the part of this whole thing that the that web services just can't outright hide. All right. And that is that something might go wrong in here, okay? Since this isn't really part, it really isn't your machine, okay? This thing can, anything in between, anything over here can fail, and you'll never know about it, right? That's a remote exception. So we're going to fix that like so. Again, don't you just love Eclipse? There, that's fixed. Almost. Now what's wrong? Yeah. So we'll just actually and since we don't really care what the exception is, if it fails, it fails. We'll just throw all this out. So, hey, let me ask again. Who was here last time I was here? How many of you have listened to the Java Posse? Oh, you bad people. Listen to the Java Posse. They have so many good things to say, and so many of them are pointed at just exactly at, you know, folks who are learning this stuff. There. Okay. Now, I claim this is magic. I claim this is... Oh, wait a minute. We have one more thing to do. So let's return... Let's see what we can find out. Want to find out the temperature? Something else? Okay, so do you see where this stuff is coming from now? So it's this is all as I say, it's pretty deep magic. Okay? I just ran the WSDL, and all of a sudden, all of the services that were available at this remote site are suddenly available on my machine, even though I have to connect across the internet to use them. And through the miracle of Eclipse, I don't even really have to look at the code. I can just sit there and type dot, and it'll show me what things are available. So let's try... What do we get? The temperature? Let's get the forecast.
Like as you go, could you verbalize as you type? I think that'll help the temperature.
I'll give it a try. Next, he'll be wanting me to tie my shoes, too. What did I do wrong? I'm sorry? Oh, thanks. Cool. So let's try it. Okay, so this should fail, right? Yep, it wants a zip code. So, okay, so what it's doing now, we hope, we fervently hope, is going out across the internet, connecting to this web service, running the getWeather function at the far end. However they get the weather, I mean, maybe there's some guy there that goes out and looks every time, you know, one of these requests comes in. He comes back and types it in. It takes about that long. So then he comes back in and puts the weather in here. It gets marshaled, sent back across the wire to our side. Each one of these things requires a license. I signed up for one more license. I tried to sign up for a license just before I came in here today because this one might be getting close to the end of its life. And I guess we'll find out in a second or a minute or several. It's possible that they also make it take longer and longer each time you use it. The web services, I was saying at the beginning of class that when I first developed this talk, there were lots of web services, and it was kind of the wild, wild west. There were lots of web services, and they were pretty interesting, and they were free. And now, if you go and look at xMethods, there are lots of web services, and they're mostly pretty uninteresting, and they're mostly pretty expensive. So it's kind of a shame, but... And this is taking way too long. It's doing something because otherwise it would have failed. But I'm not clear on what it's doing. Let's give it a minute. Well, let's come back to that later. I hope it's doing the right thing. So suppose we wanted to extend this. Suppose what we really want to do is we want to set up a service that when you run it, it sends the current weather to your cell phone. Okay? That would actually be a pretty nifty thing if we could do it. So let's go back to Xcode, xMethods. This is the one that's worst. There are hundreds of services out there that will do a bad job of delivering your SMS text message and won't document how to do it. With all due humility, I will tell you that I was up unbelievably late last night trying to get this to work. And as I was saying earlier, I did not succeed. But let's pretend we don't know that yet. Is this guy done yet? Huh. I really don't know what that's doing. You know, there should be. It's likely that there are. I'm not. Yeah, well, okay. So the far side just kind of lost it altogether. Yeah. So this is exactly what we were looking as somebody over here just died. Okay. So although things begin to lose a little of their punch right here, let's pretend that worked. Okay. So again, notice that this is generated code, this is our code. That's all there is. We run the little access magic. Oops. We have to run it in the directory, in the source directory. And here's another directory full of stuff. Okay, so anybody want to suggest what I do here? Okay, so I'm going to do the boilerplate first. So the first thing we're going to do is we're going to have a private method. Just about going to make it. So this is going to take a zip code and a phone number. What it's going to do is it's going to say, right? That makes sense. And of course, yes, that's Eclipse being a little too miraculous. Okay, so here's the send method, which we're going to write in a minute. And that's not, so let's add the throws declaration. Okay, so what we just did is we created a method that represents what we're going to try to do here, which is send an SMS message containing the weather. And the way we do that is we divide it up into two pieces. We're going to figure out how to send SMS in a minute, and we already know how to send the weather, modulo 500 errors on the far side. And this guy is no longer going to print anything out. It's just going to say, that's the zip. right? Does that look about right? And this has got to be 2. And this is zip and right. Okay. So, who wants to help me through this? Let's if we go just a tad over the break, we can get this piece done. All right. So, looking over here, what do you think we're going to call? Yeah. So what are we going to make for ourselves? Well, this one's slightly different. I will, for no particular good reason, but we're actually going to want the service. Whereas in this one, we got the service here and then immediately used it. In this one, we're actually going to grab the service. So. Okay, there's the locator. What do you figure? Hang on. Okay, so let's. Gotcha. Thank you. There it is. Okay. What do you figure? There we go. First one, huh? What do you think this is? It's a remote exception. Right? It's that connection across the internet that's going to do it to you. And that's the part that you just can't quite avoid. You can come pretty close to avoiding it, but you can't quite get out of it. Okay, so now we've got the service. What do you think we want to do? Well, let's send a message. So it's going to take the to number, the from name, and the message. Okay, so we know the last one. The last one is the weather. Okay, what's the two? The two is the phone. And then we've got a couple other ones in here. And let's use this. Message source and message service are just the things I sort of... I think that this is supposed to be the return address, so I'm using an email address. And this is supposed to be the name of the person that it's from. Okay? It's all convention. You could put anything you wanted anywhere, but okay, what do you suppose this is? More throws. Yep. Okay. So this should do it. That should send the message. Okay. I'm going to do two things here. I'm going to put a little debugging message in here. Sometimes I wish that wouldn't show up quite so fast. just because we're having trouble. With the weather service. Actually, you know what? I think I'm going to change this. We don't really know. I mean, in general, we don't really know that this is weather. It's just some SNS string. Okay? So in the interest of generality, right there. So now we get a little log message that'll tell us that something's going on. Okay, so this is all ready to work. I'm going to do one more thing that's fast and loose before I turn you loose on break, and that is, I did this last night. I found out that this was necessary, but not quite sufficient. Okay. So this is the thing that I was talking about. This is the authentication problem. And I wrote a little authentication method here. That's the authentication method, and here's how you use it. And unfortunately, you know, this is, as I say, another one of the sort of downfalls of this particular lecture, is that it took me at least 3 or 4 hours last night to figure this out. And not only that, as I say, I didn't quite make it. It doesn't quite work. So the point is that this isn't as easy as you wish. But I have to tell you that it's commerce that's making it difficult. It's not the technology, it's the commerce. That's kind of an odd distinction, because the technology is only there to serve the commerce. I mean, if it weren't for the commerce, we wouldn't be doing any of this. But it's not fundamentally, or it's a problem, okay? The validation is a problem, okay? So this is black magic, and yep, it's black magic, right? I'm not going to try to explain how that works as if I knew, right? I just more or less got it to work. All right, so I'm going to start this to running now, and you guys can head off for 10 minute break, and maybe it will have completed by the time you get back. Okay, so while you were out, this thing actually did return, and you'll notice that we actually did get the weather this time. Okay, so the last time that it failed was some kind of problem on the far end. And this time we actually got the weather. It's about right. So the place I work, I do search engines for cell phones. And we've got this QA crew that is pretty intense. They're every now and then it gets hard to remember that they're playing on the same team I am, right? So the other day, I got this bug filed against me. So one of the things we do is we check the weather, okay? So on your cell phone, you can type weather Boston, and you get back the weather. And it's a pretty cool little thing. So one of the QA people filed a bug because they typed in weather Boston and then looked out the window and they were different. And this, they filed this as a bug. I'll get right on it. Get right on it. So anyway, so what I'd like to do is get out of here in the next 15 minutes. But before I do, the coolest thing about web services, or one more cool thing about web services, something that's really, really cool, is that in addition, so if this had worked, and if it were easy, I would just have demonstrated that it was really easy to use web services. Okay? It's still not bad, I gotta tell you. But that's just the consumer side. Okay? There's also the supplier side. All right? So what I want to do in the next 15 or 20 minutes is I want to turn this into a web service that anyone can call in with a phone number and a zip code, and it will periodically send the weather in that zip code to that cell phone. Okay? So there's a bunch of boilerplate here. What do we need? We need a timer task. Well, first of all, we're going to make an internal class called a notification. And the reason for that, I mean, I hope it's obvious, is that, come back. Splat eye. At work, I have the misery of using a Windows system, and the command keys are ever so slightly different. You get in the habit of hitting something, and it's ever so slightly different on this machine. Okay, so what I've done is I've created an internal class, a private internal class called a notification, and we're going to create one of these for each new user of the service. Okay? So, what we actually need here is this class is going to replace this method. Okay? Or, I'm sorry, where is it? Where'd you go? What happened? This method. This method right here. Okay? You'll see what I mean in a second. Do you all use final a lot? The correct answer is yes. Okay. So now what we have. Oh, come back. So now what we have is an object here, a notification, and you create a notification, and what a notification does is it notifies one phone number of weather in one zip code. Okay? So we need a run method. And what is the run method going to do? It's going to send SMS to right? Okay. Okay, so, sorry. Okay, so what have I just done? I've created this internal class. Each instance is meant to notify one phone number about the stuff in one zip code. Okay? It's like we still got some problems. That's one. Okay. And that we've basically already tested this method. We've basically already tested this class. It does just what we used to do for main. Okay? Okay. Actually, I don't quite remember how to do this. I'm going to have to cheat. Okay, so now let's go. So actually, let's write the thing that we're the service that we're going to provide. Okay, so it's a public method, and it's going to return. So for convenience, it's going to return the status as a string. Okay, what is this thing going to do? What do you think it ought to do? How is this going to work? Well, I think the right thing for it to do is for us to create a list of notifications. And every now and then, wake up, walk that list, send all the notifications, and then go back to sleep. Okay? So, what this wants to do is it wants to create a new notification. So first, let's make the list of notifications. Okay, what did I forget? The final. Okay. What's wrong? Oh, I most certainly can. What's with that? That one. There. Okay, so all we're going to do is... Right? What's your problem? Okay, if it were possible for us to get lost in here, we'd return some other status. But basically, there's nothing that can go wrong. Okay. This is basically the guts of our service. Now let's write the implementation. So there's a problem with this. Can anybody see what it is yet? I'm going to run into a problem here in a minute. Keep that in mind. First one to sing out, you know, David will buy them free cookies. I promise. So... So what are we going to do? We're going to walk the list. What did I call them? Okay, so I'm going to walk down the list, and what am I going to do? Right. Who's used Java 5? It's a beautiful thing. What did I call it? Run. That's it. Almost. So what do we need to do here? Yeah, wait for a while. Do you know the idiom for waiting? Java has an idiom for waiting. You must do it this way. I actually defined this up here somewhere. So that's, what, an hour? That's a second. That's 60 seconds a minute. That's an hour. So this is going to run once an hour. So is this right? and you don't care, right? So what's wrong with that? What's wrong with it is that you might wake up in much less than an hour. So what you have to do is say, okay, this is the idiom. You have to do this. You always have to do this. Okay, that says, figure out when the wait is over and try to wait for that long. And if you didn't succeed, wait a little longer. So what's wrong with this? Well, it's going to wait too long. So so let's try it again. So do you see why that one wouldn't have worked? Because the second time through the loop, it still would have tried to wait for an hour. And if it had already waited for 58 minutes, it would have waited for another hour, so that won't work either. So what you want to do, and I always get this wrong, which is why it's an idiom. I should just remember it. So actually what I guess what I want here is T minus, and then I want T1, and I want, here we go. Okay, that should do it. Right, so it waits for T1. I think that's right. Okay, so the first time through it waits, it tries to wait for wait, which is exactly what you want it to do. If it wakes up early, it calculates how much time it has to wait. If zero is greater than that, if that's more than zero, if it still has time to wait, it goes back around and it waits for that long. Okay? Okay, so are we agreed that this was going to do the right thing? It's going to loop through and do the notifications every hour? Look like the right thing? And here's the queue. Here's the thing that enqueues things. All we need is, and I'm kind of a stickler about where, so I think static stuff comes first myself. So this is kind of magic. This is. Okay. Do you see what this does? Okay. This says that when you create this class, when the class is the first time it's referenced, okay, it's going to create an instance of itself. Okay? So you guys are probably pretty comfortable with this now, that there's a difference between the class and instances of that class, right? So what this class does is it creates one instance of itself, and it assigns that to QManager. Then it starts that queue manager to running. What does that do? That's this method down here. That method, first of all, right. Let's not do that. Let's do this. Okay. That method, what this thing does is it waits for an hour, and it waits for exactly an hour. We're good on that? Waits for exactly an hour, and then it walks through the entire list of notifications and tells each one to do its notify. And we've already tested notify, right? We know that works. Okay? Now, there's a big problem with this whole deal. What is the big problem?
Never going to do anything except run.
Yeah, well. Okay. Right. So we need somebody to send weather to call send weather SMS to make something happen. Okay? We'll attend to that in a minute. There's another big problem. Okay, so this is one, if you get to use Java, you really, really, really need to like tattoo this on your arm or stamp it on your forehead or something. This is the worst kind of bug in the whole wide world. Okay? This is absolutely the most horrible bug there is. And the reason is that there's no way to test for it. Okay? It's impossible to test for it. The problem is, actually, this isn't what I want to do. I want to do something quite slightly different. Okay, so this is slightly different than what I did a moment ago, right? So what I did a moment ago was a bug that would be easy to find, unfortunately, and that is that the process of loading this class into memory would have hung forever because it would have gone to sleep trying to, you know, it would have gone to sleep down here. So as it's loading this thing into memory, it suddenly decides, okay, time to go to sleep, and it never finishes loading anything else. All right? So that's not what you wanted. That's not what I wanted. What I do want is I want a new thread that will run this, and I want to start that thread. Okay? Now what's the bug? Okay, so repeat of rant. Okay. Insert rant here. If any object that is referred to, that is ever referred to on more than one thread, must be synchronized in every reference to it, all references. It doesn't make any difference Well, it does make a slight difference if it's final, but don't count on it. Everything that you do, any time you touch a variable that is touched by more than one thread, you must synchronize that reference. Okay? Which is to say that here's a thread. What I did up there was I started a thread that runs this. Okay? So this thing is looking at this queue. It's looking at the notifications. At exactly the same time that some other thread is adding new things. That is so broken. Right? Let's fix it. So now the other thing is I could wrap this. I could do exactly down here what I did up there, which is wrap it in a synchronized block. So I think that wouldn't be a good idea because this thing is going to spend a long time. So I have a better idea, which is I'm going to say, I think I can just put right there, can I? Yeah. Now I'm going to synchronize this. Okay, get out of jail free. Is it clear what I just did? Clear as mud. What I did is I said, okay, I don't want to spend the time. I'm willing to take a memory hit in order to save some time. It's a good trade-off here. So what I do is I synchronize, and then I copy all of the things that are currently in the list into my own personal copy of the list, and then I free the list up. Now I'm not synchronized anymore. So you know what synchronized means? Synchronized means while I'm inside the synchronized block, nobody else can touch this thing. All right? You have to wait until I get done. So I don't want to do that for a long time. I don't want to do it while I'm running all these notifications. But the notifications, doing this loop right here, does not modify the array list. It doesn't change it at all. Right? So I don't really need the synchronized copy. And if I miss one, who cares? I'll get it next time around. So what I do is I make a local copy while synchronized, and then I iterate through that copy running the notifications. And we're all done. Now this is the cool part. There are instructions. I can show you the instructions for putting this into Tomcat. If you just put it in, if you are running an instance of Tomcat that has Axis installed in it, there's a four-line definition that you need to put into the Tomcat services area that will make this into a web service. And there's a shortcut to doing that. Let me show you. This is the tool that Access uses if you do that. All right? And what it does is it does the reverse of WSDL to Java, which we've seen several times here. It takes Java and turns it into WSDL. Okay, so what it's going to do is it's going to take all of my public methods and turn them into the WSDL description of those methods. So this will tell me what I need to do. I think I want an output file. And I'm going to need to give my name, I think. Well, let's just try it. So if I say, and the class is edu.harvard.cs. Okay, so it wants a service, which is anybody see how I define service location? Service location. Let's try that. Ta-da. Now, we've done a pretty good job at avoiding the WSDL so far, but there it is. I mean, part of the point so far has been that we haven't had to look at this, but I just want to show you that this is exactly what the thing that we've been importing and using to generate those things. So here we are, you know, given a few small wrinkles. Okay, so it doesn't have quite the effect that it used to have when I was able to hand somebody my phone and it would go beep, 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 and the weather would appear on it, okay? It's lost some of that effect, and that's fair because in the world of authentication, web services have gotten harder. It's gotten more difficult to do. But in an hour and a half, we first of all availed ourselves of a service that was far, far away. We had no idea how it works. We got it to run, okay? We got the weather, right? Then we found another service and we almost availed ourselves of it, okay? And we combined those two services into a new thing that did something that neither one of those two service providers ever thought of. Okay, they were not the weather people were not thinking about SMS, and the SMS people were not thinking about weather, right? So we created an entirely new service. Okay, then in another half an hour, we turned that into a web service. That all we have to do is drop this into an instance of Tomcat running someplace, and it's available for anybody to use. This is some kind of magic, okay? This is some kind of magic. I'm really surprised that I haven't seen as much action out there as I expected in this field. But there will be, okay? I swear, there's got to be. Okay, if you look at X methods and stuff like that, it seems to me that the issue is that people are trying to charge pennies for it, and I suspect that's the wrong business model. I suspect that you want to do something else with this. You want to charge for it some other way, right? But one of the problems with web services is you can't put pop-up ads on it. All right, I mean it's like, what would that mean or something like that, right? But so people haven't quite figured out how they're going to make money off this stuff. So that leads to, and the first solution to that is always authentication and then charge for it. Okay, but they're charging pennies, and you look at people like, I mean, you look at the people who have disappeared from the X Methods list in the last 2 years. There used to be somebody called Red Cole. Well, just walk down the X Methods list sometime and find all of the things that are there that are advertised that don't work anymore. Okay, these are all the people who thought it was going to go over big and have gone out of business since, right? But it will. I insist, it will. Okay, it's going to be interesting. It might not be soap, it might be something else, but this is just too good to be true. All right, thanks very much for coming. I'll stick around for a few minutes if you have any questions, and good luck with the rest of the class. How are your projects doing? Yeah, wrong question, huh? Okay, good night, y'all.